Is the King James Version the only true Bible? Well, there are some people and some organizations that believe that the King James Version is the only true version of the Bible and that all other versions are corruptions. But this is simply an assertion that is without basis. It's important to understand, of course, in these discussions that the differences between the various Bible versions do not impact any doctrine of the Bible in any serious way. Now, in a 2-minute explanation, I could not possibly do justice to the discipline of textual criticism or to the different textual families and the relative merits of each, but suffice it to say that the King James Version is not the only true version of the Bible. And in fact, the archaic English used in the King James Version makes it a less useful translation than those which are written in more up-to-date English. If we go back to the time when the King James Version was written, one of the explicit purposes was to present the scriptures in the common language of the day, which is a very noble purpose. However, the common language of the early 17th century is not the common language of the early 21st century. And so, to stay true even to the purpose of the original King James Version translators, we must translate the scriptures into the language which we speak today. The King James Version is certainly a translation that was greatly used by God at a crucial time in the history of the church, and there is a certain loftiness to the way the King James reads. But loftiness does not equal understandability, and if the Bible is to be used to its stated purpose, that people may learn of God and of redemption through Jesus Christ, they have to be able to understand what they are reading. True saving understanding, of course, comes only through the Spirit of God working in the heart. But as a means to that end, the words that one reads must be understandable to his mind, since all doctrines come through the mind before it takes root in the heart. So, the King James Version, certainly a valid translation, but not the best, and certainly not the only true translation of the Scriptures.